21 degrees Celsius into the Kelvin equivalent. How do we do that? Well, 21 degrees Celsius means 21 degrees above the freezing point of water. So to convert to Kelvin, we just need to know the temperature of the freezing point of water in Kelvin and then add 21 to that. So we could look up the temperature of the freezing point of water in Kelvin, but that would defeat the purpose. That's the thing we're trying to work out, right? That's the thing that we're pretending we don't already know, that we want to find experimentally for ourselves. So let's call that value x and put that into the equation. So there we go. That value in brackets, that's room temperature in Kelvin, and we've got that unknown value in there. So all we have to do is take some measurements, there's the volume, there's the temperature, and then rearrange the equation to solve for x. So let's do that. Divide both sides by a, subtract 21 from both sides, and there's x. There's our value of the freezing point of water in Kelvin. So what would happen if we did the experiments and plugged some values in? Well, remember, our constant A here is actually hiding a load of stuff. A is actually nR divided by P, so we need to plug those values in as well as the things we measured experimentally. So N is the amount of gas, we can measure that, it's in moles. The pressure is atmospheric pressure, we can measure that and plug that in. R is the ideal gas constant, and we could plug that in as well. We just look it up, except that's cheating because the ideal gas constant and absolute zero are linked. Like, if you know one, you get the other for free. So if we're pretending not to know what absolute zero is, then we need to pretend not to know what the ideal gas constant R is as well. In fact, we could reframe this whole video and say it's about finding R experimentally for ourselves, but let's stick with finding absolute zero and just know that we could derive R from that if we wanted to. So how do we proceed? Well, we need to do the experiment twice at two different temperatures, and then we'll end up with two different equations that we can combine in such a way as to cancel out those unknown constants, and then we can solve for x. Here's the derivation on screen for how you get x from two sets of measurements. Pause the video if you're interested in the details. By the way, you can see from the final equation that it doesn't matter what units we use for volume because they're always in ratio with each other. So we're going to use milliliters for convenience. What about the experiment itself? How do we design this thing so we can have a volume of gas, change the temperature, see how the volume changes, record it all? My first thinking was to use a syringe.